This is the Ramen Noodle, and it's April 19, 2008. Who doesn't like MacGyver?
Ramen Noodle update!
From theramennoodle.com.
The guys in the Hardcore Christian Gamer podcast recently posed the question, what was your favorite pre-1995 non-cartoon TV show? I thought about that for just a brief moment before I knew, without a doubt, what my favorite show was. Ah, what fond memories of my brother and I getting together and watching that TV show while we were growing up. Almost brings a tear to my eye to hear that. Well, you heard the whole thing anyway, and I won't try to imitate it because I would do a very bad job. And I did a very bad job of trying to imitate it. MacGyver is the perfect show for bachelors, bachelorettes, or anyone trying to live on their own. Because here's a guy that can do anything with any random item that he could find. This kind of seems what my life at home tends to be. Well, you know, I need to replace that spring in the garage door, but I don't have a ladder. Hey, this chair and this bucket will work. I'll just stand on top of these and hey, I can do it. Or, I don't have a way to weigh the garage door. Hey, this bathroom scale would work. Maybe I should try it. MacGyver would do something like this. You see, MacGyver has been my inspiration in much of my life. When I pass by a trash can and I see all of this random junk in there, I don't just think to myself, oh, there's some random junk in there. I'll leave it alone. I look at it and I think, could anything in this help me to survive a nuclear winter? Could any of these help me to defuse a bomb? Could any of these help me to make a bomb? You know, those leftovers from last night, I'm sure that if I kind of mixed them together and combined it in that yogurt container and then stirred it up with that thrown out straw and then combined it with some of the leftovers, I don't know what that is. It's kind of gooey looking and, looks like it was at one time organic material. But whatever it is, if I combine it with these other things together, I might be able to make a bomb so that I could get out of a cave-in. You know, should my house ever cave in on me and I need to blow a hole through the wall and get out. See, I would have never thought of these things before if it wasn't for MacGyver. I'm telling you, you want to be inspired in life, you need to watch MacGyver. So why am I so excited about MacGyver? It's because on this Saturday evening, when I haven't really had much else to do besides ironing, and come on, let's be honest, men. How masculine is it to iron? Besides that, what bachelor irons their clothes? Not many. Elite bachelors do. But even just the act of ironing needs something to give it a little bit more masculinity. So either you get an iron that has camouflage all over it, or you watch MacGyver. CBS.com and the recently released Adobe Media Player have MacGyver available that you can watch for absolutely free over the internet. The site is technologically discriminating against people of a dial-up race, but if you're on high speed, which you probably are if you're downloading this podcast, then you should watch MacGyver. You'll laugh, you'll cry, it'll move you, it will inspire you, as it has for me. And someday, when you find yourself trapped in a chemical plant with acid leaking all around you, you too will think about that chocolate in your pocket, and you will be able to patch up those holes of leaking acid and save yourself and save whoever it is that's with you, all because you watched MacGyver. So go out there. Actually, no, don't go out there. Stay right here. Go to CBS.com or download the Adobe Media Player and watch MacGyver. CBS and Richard Dean Anderson, MacGyver, Stargate SG-1, and the Stargate Command did not pay for, endorse, or in any way sponsor this message. But I would certainly love for them to, but they didn't.